I like how we begin our Advent masses. We dim the lights to remind us the darkness of the world. And then the light is carried in and given a place of honor. And that we're all called to live as children, people of the light. So again, welcome to the third Sunday of Advent, the great tradition of Gaudete from the Latin to rejoice. Special welcome to our college students. I saw some of them are here. I know they're home for Christmas, and you are always on our minds and in our prayers. So special blessings for you. But yes, if you ask children sometime, especially little ones, when do we light the rose, the tradition, the color rose? Now today, a little more pink. When do we light that? And they might say, on the fourth week. Yeah, right? Well, Jesus is near. It's almost Christmas. And so we would light that candle of rejoicing. And I'll say, close. You know, we light it like in the middle, see? So that, life, darkness. And sometimes we're waiting patiently, the second reading. And yet, see, Emmanuel, God is always with us, even in the darkness, the waiting, or when we might experience the Lord's distance. See, Emmanuel, God is always with us. Special prayers always for families who buried a loved one this past year. We had our widows and widowers group this week. And there were a few new members, and they were talking about the difficulty of the first Christmas without a loved one. So those families are always in our prayers. So today, two prophets, Isaiah and John the Baptist. I was thinking, how would you describe a prophet? What is a prophet? What would you say? Some people might say, a prophet, aren't they the ones that can predict the future? Maybe not exactly. I think maybe a better way of describing a prophet, one who can look at the world, look at reality, look at life, and see what God sees. Sees what is of God, what is not of God. Sees what God is doing, or wants to do, would like to do, could do, if his people, his children's hearts, were open to the power of his Holy Spirit. So Isaiah, what do the people of his time see? Darkness. Remember the Babylonian captivity, that Jerusalem was destroyed, their beloved temple destroyed. And they saw God's absence, darkness. And what did the prophets see? See, the glory of God. Here comes your God. He comes to save you. Knees that are weak will be made firm. That caught my ear. Rejoice with joyful hearts. That's what the prophet Isaiah saw. John the Baptist, what did he see? Darkness. At this time, he was in prison, the darkness of prison. And so he sent some folks to Jesus, and, are you the one? Of course, hoping he would be the one that would set his people free. And so Jesus said, go back and tell them what you see. All these wonderful things. And I bet John thought, then why am I still locked up here in prison? See, it's hard to see. So are you a prophet? Well, what do you see? A lot of people would say, I see darkness, gun violence, political distrust, a lot of people grumbling and complaining. I was thinking, you know what I see? The giving tree, it's hard to miss it, right? And so many causes come your way, splash, freshwater wells, you know, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I see your continued generosity, the giving tree. Last week, the gifts were already there, and I saw people struggling, reaching. Like, oh, there's still tags on the tree. I better try to get that, almost falling into the tree, see? It's great to see. Our Vincent de Paul ministry goes on all the time. Actually, December is the fifth Sunday of the month. So remember, on that fifth Sunday, the generosity, that's what I see. Children being taught about Jesus and the Catholic faith. I see that here all the time. Of course, our grade school every day, a Monday evening, the church is packed. Our PSR students are here. The ones in public schools, the parents, teachers, wow, teaching them about Jesus, about the Catholic faith. It's a beautiful thing to see. I see people going to confession. Oh, I know some are afraid and reluctant, but this week we had our children's confessions, PSR confessions on Monday evening. This coming weekend we've got that annual Advent reconciliation where the priests of our three parishes will be at St. Francis of Assisi. It's a beautiful thing to see. People wanting to say, I'm sorry. People wanting to be reconciled with God and with other people in their lives. People wanting peace of mind, heart, and conscience. A beautiful thing to see. I saw what your Christmas greeting cards do. You know, those baskets of names, and then you send Christmas cards out. Well, I had a message from a priest at a St. Agnes home. You know, you send cards to parishioners who are homebound. We tape our homilies for some of our homebound parishioners. So I should add a special blessing for you if you're listening to the tape. So Father John J. Hughes sent me this note. Thanks to the many parishioners at SMMA who sent me Christmas greetings. You will be remembered in my Christmas masses. I have wanted to be a priest from age 12. In April, I shall have been a priest for 66 years. If I were to die tonight, I would die a happy man. Father John J. Hughes. You may not know him. I know him. Beautiful thing to see. So what about you? What do you see? Do you see with the eyes of a prophet? And maybe this week, take the time to tell someone what you see. Our profession of faith, I believe.